Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Nun, 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Tesam Beis, and the Gemara previously stated, Hatar Chasal Mein Shin Yisrael. The Gemara now continues with an Inyan that mentions this concept as well, as Benyumin Kanduka Igle Bistuka de Dufsha, as Benyumin, who was a pottery dealer, and he had a pot of honey that was open for the amount of time. Generally, the Issa of Gilu would apply, and we know that if certain liquids are kept uncovered, that we are concerned that potentially a snake drank from this liquid and left some of its oris, its venom in the drink, and someone that would drink this liquid would potentially die, and it's sakonis nefashos and chamir sakanta meisura, as we saw in Daf Yudam and Aleph, and as the Mishnah teaches us in Mesechtes Trumos, and we explained the Lashon Kanduka that's referring to a pottery dealer. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem Kanduka oisid vash limkar, and it could be that Rabbeinu Geshem explains it in this manner since this was his business and his panasa, so that's why the klal of Atar Chasam Amayin Shiyisrael would certainly apply. Lemaisi had a shayla if there would be a problem of giloi, and also kamei de Rava, and he came in front of Rava and asked a shayla, and Amar Rava, and Rava said, Lemai nechesh la, why should we be choshish that there's a problem? Chodeh de Tanan, as number one, we learned in the Mishnah in Mesechtes Trumos that shleishi mashka asur mishum giloi, there are only three mashkim where there's an issa of giloi, hayayin v'amayin v'acholav, and it's only by wine, by water, and by milk, v'shakla mashkim utarim, whereas since snakes would not drink from other mashka, therefore the issa of Gilu would not apply, and also since it's only a suffix, and since this is this person's business, so as Rashi brings down from the Teres Koinim, the Pasuk in Pashas Mitzrayim, Benegei Nigei Batim states, V'tziva HaKoin Ufinu HaSabayis B'Terem Yovei HaKoin Liris HaSanega V'lo Yitma Kolash HaBayis V'Achakein Yovei HaKoin Liris HaSabayis, in order to make sure that none of the Kelim become Tomei. So the Torah tells us that prior to the Koin saying that this bias is Tomei, they should make sure to remove all the kelim from this house. And the Teres Kelim points out that certainly we're not talking about standard kelim, as generally kelim could be put into a mikvah and it would become tar, and there would not be any loss, and therefore it must be the Teres is talking about earthenware kelim, which is very inexpensive, and since they cannot be placed into a mikvah and you cannot be matar kli cheres, so therefore the Teres was chasam amayin shel Yisrael, told us to remove kli cheres from the house prior to the koyin being matame the home. As Rashi points out, "V'amach chosatayra al kli cheres inland tayra el shvira v'chol kach chosatayra al main shel tzori ayin kavuchay main shel tzadikim." And since we see the tayra was even chos on the mamon of tzori ayin, and as we learn in Masechtas Erchin that tzuras bala bavushu tzar ayin, certainly the tayra will be chos on the mamon of a tzadik. And Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem who brings a makar from Pashas Baleischa, as the pasuk states, "Asir lechos shtichatzeitz kesev v'loy shozav ayin sham." The Gemara continues that even though Rava wanted to say that would be mutta, but Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rava, Rav Shimon v'sakonis nefashos va'at amr that Torah chasal amayin shel Yisrael. And as we will see in a moment, Rav Shimon actually holds that there is a problem of giloi by dvash, even though generally we shouldn't be saying on das yachid, and especially on Rav Shimon by Yechai that we generally don't paskin like. However, there is a matzus v'sakonis nefashos, and as we know, charpim yisakanta meisura, certainly the klal of Torah chasal amayin shel Yisrael would not apply. And the Gemara now explains where do we find the sheet of Rav Shimon, as Rav Shimon Mayi, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Chamisha Imba Mishum Gilui, there are five items that do not have a problem of Gilui. Number one is Tzir, which is brine, and Chaymitz, and vinegar, and Shem, which is oil, and Dvash, and honey, and Umarayas, and a mixture made from fish innards, and Rav Shimon Ima Afhen Yeshbe Mishum Gilui, and Rav Shimon's Chaylakan Tanakama, and he holds that the issue of Gilui applies to these five items as well, and it applies to Tzir, Chaymitz, Shem, and Dvash, Umarayas, and applies to Dvash. And the Brisa continues, Rav Shimon, and Iri Isi Nachash Shos Tzir B'Tzidon. And Rav Shimon says, I have a raya, as I actually saw a Nachash that was drinking Tzir in the city of Tzidon. And Amuloi and Chacham responded to Rav Shimon, Shat Yehava, that this was not a normal snake. They mivim raya min Hashaitim, and we can't bring a raya from a Shaita. And Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, Hahu Shaita Hava, Shoshos Dov Shein Masuk. Certainly, it's not normal to drink something which isn't sweet. And Lemaisa Agamar just brought, Rav Nachman Ba'Yitzchak said to Rava, the Lemaisa is a sheet of Rav Shimon that holds that there is a problem of gilui even by dvash, and since it's sakonish nefashos, so certainly we should be machber and we should have asked this barrel of dvash. Where the Gemara now continues, Omulei, that Rav responds to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, oidli mi is betzir, that at least you should be moided to me, that we certainly pass like Rabbanon b'negei tzir, and as we saw in the Braisa, that Rabbanon responds to Rav Shimon, that shat yahava ve'im avin raim and ashaitim, as the Rapapa Rav Hunavid Rabbishu of Rabbanon, ki havalu gilui shadulei betzir, but we know that when a papa of Kudibir Yavashu and Rabbanon had an actual scenario where there was a problem of Gilui. For example, where someone left a cup of wine uncovered, and certainly there was a problem of Gilui, then they would add some tzir into it. That would be the antidote for any venom. And if tzir acts as an antidote for any venom, then certainly one doesn't have to worry about Gilui by tzir. And Ayin Rashi, Vichechid about tzir, Lesilchus Kavase, and since we don't pass like Rav Shimon, B'digay Tzir, B'dvash Nami, Lesilchus Kavase, and therefore it must be that we don't pass like Rav Shimon, B'digay Dvash, and there is no problem with Gilui by Dvash, and that's why I said that this barrel of honey was mutar. And whatever the Gemara tells us, Amalei, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak responded to Rava, that Oidli Mia, B'dvash, the Rav Shimon, Lazar, Koy Kavase, that even though B'digay the other four items of Tzir, Chaymet, Shemin, and Murayas, that you might be correct that we're not passing like Rav Shimon, however, certainly B'digay Dvash, we should pass like Rav Shimon, and we should be Chayshim, Mishum Gilui, as even Rav Shimon, Lazar, agrees to Rav Shimon, by Yechai, that there is a problem of Gilui by Dvash, therefore Rav Shimon by Yechai is not a Das Yachid, as the Tanya b'chein hay Rav Shimon ben Elazar oisa b'dvash, and as we learned to the Braisa, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar stated that the Issa of Gilui even applies by Dvash, and Ayin Ramban, that when Rav stated, Amalei, oidli miyaz b'tzir, as kivin Rav Shimon misadusi de nachash shas tziru imekain, that since Rav Shimon's entire raya against the Chachamim was from the fact that a nachash drank from tzir, and v'kai melon, and we see that the Merayim did not pass like that, and they held ein b'tzir mishum Gilui, so therefore he does show Rav Shimon Batla, but the sky mudu v'chachamim, therefore we will pass like the chachamim in regard to these five items. And Ayin Rabban Tesis was bothered that we just brought a brisa with Tanakama stated, chamisha ein b'hem mishum Gilui, tzir v'chayim et shemen udvash murayis, and it's mashma that any other liquid would have a problem of Gilui. And previously the Gemara brought down the Mishnah Masechtas Trumos that tells us that shleisha mashkim asurim mishum Gilui, and it's only yayin v'mayim v'acholav. Tesis explains that really this brisa is going like the Mishnah Masechtas Trumos. However, the Brisa is telling us that even though Reb Shimon will be chaylik and will hold that there is a problem of Gilui on these five items, however, we're specifically telling you that there is no issue on these items, and certainly on any other liquid, and the only time that there is a problem of Gilui is only by Yayin, Mayim, and Chalav, as we saw in the Mishnah Masechtas Trumos, and as Tesis states, V'yesh Leima, Duha Din L'Kulon, V'oysen Heidin Nakam Mishum, the Palag Reb Shimon Alayu, Al B'Sham Moida, Ayin Sham. And before we continue, let us remember that the Torah speaks about kosher chelev and unkosher chelev, and both of them are called chelev, and it's only in the Mishnayis and the Gemara where we refer to chelev as asa as chelev and chelev as muta as shuman. And one of the chilukim that we saw between kosher chelev and unkosher chelev is that based on the scientific properties of kosher chelev, it can be seisim, it has the ability to seal up a puncture that was in the eva of an animal. However, non-kosher chelev cannot seal a puncture. And our Gemara now continues, Om Rav Nachman, chelev ha'asa k'kiva in a seisim, the fat that is shaped like a helmet cannot seal a puncture, and even though, as we will see, we're talking about kosher chelev, and the Gemara asks, Hecha, which fat is Rav Nachman referring to? And the Gemara brings two possibilities, as Amri La, Chita de Kakasha, but Amri La, Tapshad Liba. Some say that this refers to the fat by the rectum of the animal, which appear like wheat nodules, and some say this refers to the fat that's by the membrane of the heart, surrounds the heart, and looks like a helmet. Ayin Rambam, Hilchos Shechita, and Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, even though these fats are shuman and are kosher, however, since they are stiff, therefore they cannot seal up any puncture. Ayin Rashi at the end of Divma Maskel, Chiti de Kakasha, Vikartin Agulun Hen Kamoi Koiva, and Tapshad Liba, Shum Aliv, Osu Kakoiva, Valiv Nechba Boy. And Rashi explains that this fat would not be seisim, any hole in the heart, and it will also not be seisim, any hole in the lungs. And as Rashi states, Ein seisim in Nika Valiv, Oyareya Besomachlai. And Rashi explains, V'hainu Taima, Durea Srucha Beshum Alev, the Afagav, the Hainu Revisa, Vetzleu Godol, Ulamata Mekritucha Da'inehu, Trefa, it's still a Trefa, Da'kocha Rea Nikva, She'in Sircha Boy Neka, Vestimuzu Einaklum. Rashi explains that the rectum of an animal is called Tabachya, and some explain that the reason why it was called Tabachya is because this was the part that was given as payment to the Sheikhim. The Gemara now continues that we learned in our Mishnah that one of the Yudchas Trefais are Nikva Kiva, which is the fourth stomach of a kosher animal. Rava will now discuss if the fat of the keva will actually be able to seal up a hole in the keva. Rava stated, Shmas minod Rav Nachman Tati, that benegei the keva, I heard two dinim for Rav Nachman, as chimsu bach chimsa, that there are two different types of chilev that are by the keva, and one is called chimsa, and one is called bach chimsa, and one of them will seal the hole, and one of them will not seal a hole. And as Rashi states, chimsu bach chimsa, shneim bechilu shalak akeva ul kamam farishlu and sasim im nikva akeva and v'lo yudana Rava kamala. This was not stated by Rav Nachman, and instead Rava was uncertain as to which one Rav Nachman stated would be sasim and which one would not be sasim. The Gemara tells us Rav Huna bachinah Rav Huna b'ed Rav Nachman omar bachimtsa sasim and chimtsa lay sasim, that bachimtsa is the one that would be sasim and chimtsa is the fat that will not be sasim. Since the bachimtsa would be sasim, that would be a kosher chilev, and the chimtsa which is not sasim would not be kosher. And Amar Rav Tavis, Rav Tavis states v'simonech yofek koyach abed mikoyach av, the koyach of the bar chimtsa which is called the son of chimtsa is stronger than the father where it's called only chimtsa. This is a borrowed phrase from the Brisa Masechta Shvuos that teaches us that although a father would only be goyva with a shvua, however the yorshim and the child of that person can collect money even without a shvua. The Gemara continues and asks, hey chimtsa v'hei bar chimtsa, that which is the fast that is the chilo sh'al kiva is the chimtsa and which one is the bar chimtsa. And Tashma, and we bring a raya from the words of Rav Nachman himself, the Amr Rav Nachman, as Rav Nachman, who was from Bavel, he stated that inu mechli achli, although in Eretz Yisrael, they would eat this chilev, and they consider chilev tar, therefore it must act as a sealant. And we continue on daf nun amal aleph, uli don mistam nam le sasim, therefore, though we have a minig that we do not eat this fat, but it can't be that would be chilev mekatsa lo katsa, and it can't be that we would hold that would not be sasim. And as Rashi states at the top of Dafnun and Aleph, that this statement is bitmiya, lididam bide bavel, nihidloi achle, balahachimi machzakinle, bechelov tar liyasaisam, shmami no, hahid pligabe bine eretzisol bine bavel, karle of Nachman bachitza. This fat Rav Nachman is discussing that there is machlekes between bine eretzisol and bine bavel must be bachitza. I am unfortunate that bothered that if the bine bavel felt that it was usa to eat the schelev, why would it be so difficult to understand that it would not be saisam? Ayin Shom. Our Gemara now continues and discusses the area where there's machlekes between Bnei Bavel and Bnei Eretz Yisrael, which fats of the Keva are considered a Bachimtsa. And before we continue, let us point out that the Keva is on the bottom of an animal. The bottom of the Keva is curved and rounded, and it looks like the rounded part of a bow, and the top of the Keva is straighter, and it looks like the string of the bow. And our Gemara will refer to the fat at the bottom part of the Keva as Akashta, which is the Lashon of Keshes, which is a bow or a rainbow, and the Gemara will refer to the straight part of the Keva as a Yisra. And as the Gemara continues, da kashta kuli amale pligi da asar ki pligi da yasra, both the Bnei Bavel and Bnei Eretz Yisrael agree that the fat that is on the curved part of the Keva, which is on the bottom of the animal, that is certainly going to be asar, even though we mention the machlekes between Rabbi Kivin and Rabbi Shmuel and Daf Mem Tesem Beis as to the defining features of chilev that would be asar, even according to Rabbi Kivin that was more makel, this would certainly be usher. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel chilek in regard to the fat that is on top of the Keva and on the straight part of the Keva, as the Bnei Eretz Yisrael will make it like Rabbi Kiva, while the Bnei Bavel will machmel like Rabbi Shmuel, and this is what we would call Bachimtza. However, the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and others explain the Yaiser Kuliam Le Pligi Dishari, that certainly the fat that's on the top of the Keva, which is called a Yasra, even the Bnei Eretz Yisrael hold like Rabbi Kiva, and they are makel, and they hold that the chilek would be mutter. And ki pligi da kashta, and the only time there was a machlek is between Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel was in regard to the curved part of the Keva and the fat that is on the bottom of the Keva. And as Rashi explains, man da osa sova taisavhu, uman da shari sova kivin a mechubim mixas lav taisavhu, therefore would be categorized as shuman and as kosher chilev. Rashi points out that certainly Rab Nachman was only going according to Lishna Kama and not according to Lishna Basra. And as Rashi continues, l'hai Lishna Basra, loy mesukba milsa Rab Nachman, the kivin a bakashto, the pligi bay, om Rab Nachman sasim, that since the machlek is between Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel was regarding that kashto, and Rab Nachman stated, l'idam, mistam namen loy sasim, and therefore kolshke in the yasra, the kulu shari, vim kain man loy sasim, therefore which of the chilev would not be sasim and would not seal up a hole. And Rab Nachman clearly taught us, chimtsu ba chimtsu, chad sasim v'chad loy sasim, and therefore zok Rashi, ud Rab Nachman alish l'kamo, and Rashi brings a raya from Masechtas Pesachim, that's Mistavra Kalish Nakama, and then Rashi continues, Lidan Tavayu Asiri, however we hold that both of them would be Asa, the Bas Bnei Bavel Gurina, Danan Bnei Goylanan, Uchalish Nakama Luchumra, we were passing like Lish Nakama and Luchumra, and certainly all agree that Akashta is Asa, even though the Bnei Eretz Yisrael held that the Yasra would be Mutar, however we were passing like Bnei Bavel, and therefore the Yasra, or the Bachimsa, Chasa would be Asa Bachila. Rashi tells us the Chol Hecha de Ika Tre Lishne B'Talmuda Imida Deraisa Zil Chumra. So if it's Imida Deraisa, we will Paskal Chumra and Imida Rabbanon Zil Basa Basra. And if it would be a Din Rabbanon, then we would go Lakula. When Rashi states Zil Basa Basra, it's because most times when we have an Ika Da'amri, the Ika Da'amri is Lakula. And the Gemara now continues, and Rashi points out that this Mermer will be going Dafka to Lishne Kama, as Gehoda Amrab Avya Amrab Ami Mekamtin, Bechin Amrab Yana, Mishum Zokin Echem Mekamtin, since Rab Ami as well as Rab Yanai were from Eretz Yisrael, and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael held the fat of the Yasra would be Mutta Bachila, however they held that in order to eat this fat, one must cut off the top part of this fat, the Chilav that's on top of the Kiva is right next to the Chilav HaKerev, certainly that Chilav is Asr, therefore one has to make sure to remove the Chilav that's on top of the Yasra, which is right next to the Chilav HaKerev, in order to make sure that they're not eating any part of the Chilav HaKerev. The reason why Rashi explained this is Dafka Lefid Lishna Kama, the Gemara is bringing a raya that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael would eat from the fat that will buy the Yasra, and according to the Lishna Basra, this would not be a Chiddush, as even the Bnei Bavel ate from the fat that will buy the Yasra, as Kule Amalei Pligi, that's Mutar, and certainly we would not be able to explain that we were actually discussing the Lishna Basra, and it's teaching us that they ate from the Akashta, as even if it's true that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael ate from the Akashta and the Bnei Bavel did not, however the Bnei Eretz Yisrael would not have to cut any part of the Chilev off of the Akashta, as the Akashta is not next to the Kerev and Ayin the Marmshif. And the Gemara continues that not only do Rav Avya see this in the name of Ami that Mekamtin, but it's actually a story with Rav Avya and Rav Ami, as Om Rav Avya Havakim the Kamid Rav Ami, I was standing in front of Rav Ami in Eretz Yisrael and come to Vahavu Le Va'achal and Shamasim removed some of the fat on top of the Yasra, and then they gave it to him and he ate it, and that's why Rav Avya stated in the name of Ami that Mekamtin. The Gemara continues with a story that's relevant to Bnei Eretz Yisrael as well as to Bnei Bavel. And Shamed Rav Chanina have a Koy Kamed Rav Chanina, the Shamish Rav Chanina who was from Bavel, standing and being Meshamish Rav Chanina who was from Eretz Yisrael, and Amalei Kamayitz and Rav Chanina told him that he should take off some of the fat that's on the Yaisa, which is closest to the Kerev, and Havli the Eichel, and then you'll give it to me that I should be able to eat. Chazir to have a Kamechasim, and Rav Chanina saw that the Shamish was delaying, and Amalei Bavlaad Gum Shadei, Rav Chanina realized that he must be from Bavel, and therefore he said that since you're from Bavel, in Bavel they do not eat the fat of the Yaisra at all, so you should throw it away. Even this is based on the concept of Lufnei Evil Sita Michshal, and even though it was not Asa for Rav Chanina, however the Shamis still had an Issa of Lufnei Evil, or we could say that since it was Mutta for Rav Chanina, so the Issa of Lufnei Evil would not apply, and Rav Chanina still would not want to eat it in front of the Shamis, since it was Asa for the Shamis to eat. And Ayin Rashi Mechasim, this Lashon comes from the end of Pashas Kisetze of Lisachsim Shabidishai, and Rashi states, Bavloat Shinogo Ba'issa, Goyim Chatoich at Ikre Kulu Vashlech. Before we continue, let us point out that in the top Taisis on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Taisis makes the same point as Rashi, that the Gemara Mesechus Pesachim is going like the Lishna Kama. And although we explained our Gemara based on Rashi, that the member of Rav Nachman is going according to Lishna Kama and not according to Lishna Basra, however, I in the second Taisis on Daf Nun Amud Aleph and Diba Maskel, the Yashu Kuliam Lepligi Dishari, Taisis explains how the member of Rav Nachman can even fit in according to Lishna Basra, Ayin Shom. And our Gemara continues that although we learned in our Mishnah that one of the Yurchas Trefais is Nikvu Adakin, that the intestines were pierced, and even if it would be a Kolshu, however, our Gemara will discuss that there is some sort of a mucus which is very thick, it attaches itself to the inside of the intestines. In order to remove it, one has to scrape it off with a knife. In Tanya, and we learned in the Braisa that Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, B'nei Ma'ayin Shenikvu V'leichos Eismasan Ksheira, even if the intestines were punctured, however, this mucus seals up the hole, that even though we learned in the Mishnah that generally it would be considered a trefa, however, since the hole was sealed, so the animal would no longer be considered a trefa. The Gemara asks, my lecha, that what type of mucus are we referring to? And Amar Kana, Shirka de Maya de Nafik Agav Decha, as we explained, that we're referring to the mucus that adheres to the intestines, can only be removed by using pressure. And as Rashi states, lecha mi befnimhi, Shirka de Maya, Baduka behem befnim, and we've seen Isa behem bedechek, and as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Shigurim Bisakin. The Gemara now continues and discusses if the halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel or not. And as the Gemara states, Gemiri Chavrayit Rab Abba and Rab Abba, that the friends of Rab Abba learned from Rab Abba, Umanu Rab Zera. And who is the friends of Rab Abba that we're referring to? We're referring to Rab Zera. And Va'amri lo chavayed Rab Zira Rab Zira. And some say it was the friends of Rab Zira that learned from Rab Zira, Umanu Rab Abba, and we're referring to Rab Abba that was a friend of Rab Zira. And this Rab Abba is definitely a different Rab Abba that we're going to discuss. And as we continue, that they learned that Amr Rab Abba, Braid Rab Chia Ba Abba, that a different Rab Abba, who was the son of Rab Chia Ba Abba, that he stated, Hachi Amr Rab Chia Ba Abba, Amr Rab Yechon, that my father Rab Chia Ba Abba stated in the name of Rab Yechon, that Allah Rab Shimon Gamliel betrayfa, that Allah Rab Shimon evil, and Allah follows Rab Shimon Ba Yechai, in regard to Allah that's relevant to Avelis. And as the Gemara explains, that when we stated Allah Rab Shimon Gamliel betrayfa, Hoda Marin is referring to the memory that we just saw, Rab Shimon Gamliel Oime, B'nei Ma'im Shinikva V'lecha Seis Masang Shira, Rab Yechon also stated that the Allah follows Rab Shimon Ba Evil, and the Gemara asks, Rab Shimon Ba Evil Ma'i, and what Allah bin Gay Avelis are we referring to? We were passing like Rab Shimon Ba Yechai, and the Gemara brings down the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechus Me'ikotan, that Kol Shlosh Yom Rishenim, Bob Mimakan Karab, Moini Yimayan, if there's a family that's sitting Shiva, and one of the relatives are not with them, but they are within an area that would take them one day to reach the destination and to reach the Adar Avelim, as long as they come and they hear about the Avelis within the first 3 days of the Avelis, then they are Nigra after the Adar Avelim, they would end the Avelis at the same time, and after a complete 7 days from the beginning of Avelis. However, Makim Rachak Moin La'atzmai, but if he comes from a faraway place, and he wasn't within a 1 day area, even though he came within the first 3 days, he would still have to count from the beginning, and he would have to sit for 7 days. However, Mikan Ve'ilech, if he comes after 3 days, and Afilu Bo Makim Kerv Moin La'atzmai, then even if he comes from a place that was close by, he would still have to count by himself, and he would have to sit a full 7 days. The Mishnah continues, Rab Shimon Eimer, Rab Shimon is Chilek HaTanakamo, and he holds Afilu B'yay Mashvi, Bo Makim Kerv Moin Yimon, as long as he's coming from a Makim Kerv, even if he would come on the last day of Shiva, then he would count with the rest of the Avelim, and he would only have to count that 1 day. And as in regard to this halacha, the Rabbi Yechon stated, that halacha follows Rab Shimon Ba'yichai, and in Rashi, that the reason why Makim Kerv is B'teich Mahalchem Echad is because it's Roigul Das B'yayim, is because it was possible for him to find out about the Avelis even on that day, and Afa Pishla Yodah Chol Avelis Lav, even though the Maisi did not find out, it's Chol of Avelis, or Vach Yav B'teich Shlesh Yom, or Moin Avelosim Yom Rishayin, and in Tesis and Diva Maschal, Afilu B'yayim Shvi, Bob Makim Kerv, Moin Yimayin, the Mishnah used the term of B'yayim HaShvi, which is Mashmi came during the daytime. We know that Avelis stops right at the beginning of the 7th day, and right in the morning, as Mixayim Kekulai, and if so, if this Avel came after the day already began, and after it was already morning, so the Chirid Avelis was over, how could it be that he wouldn't have to sit Shiva at all? And Zak Tesis, L'Chirai Nira, D'yayim Shvi, Lav Dafka, and L'Belai L'Shel Shvi, Da'kati Lai Pasuk Avelis Minayu, D'yayim HaShvi, Mixayim Kekulai, Ve'in Shayak Leim, and Mayim Imam. However, Tesis continues, Umiyu, Afilu B'yayim HaShvi, Mamish Ayri, D'yayim HaShvi, D'yayim HaShvi, Mukila, K'shadayin HaMenachem Etzlai, Da'kati Koy Ba'Velusai, Ad Shiyelchuhem, Ayin Sham, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, Shlesh Yom Rishenim, Kleim Ad Gimel Yom Rishenim, Zu Ikash Avelis, Ve'hechad Abom, M'makum Karev, Moin Imoyen, the Kivin the Hoya bin Mokim Karev, Hoyagam Hu Bitzar, and it would seem that he actually knew about this Avelis, Bitzarach Beer. And the Gemara now continues that Lamaisa, this memory of Bechron was stated by Rav Abba, Braid Rab Chia Ba Abba. The Gemara now tells us, Omamandhu, that a person that we do not know who he was, he stated, Eske Ve'isek Ve'agmor Lishmaitzim and Pumi Demara, I hope to be Zecha, and I hope to be able to go up to Eretz Yisrael. I want to be able to actually ask this question from Abba directly, and hear this from Rav Abba directly, and Kisol Gashkel Rav Abba Breed Rab Chia Ba Abba, and ultimately he was Matzliach, and he went up to Eretz Yisrael, and he found Rav Abba, the son of Rab Chia Ba Abba, and Amalei, and he said to him, Amamah Loch Rab Shimon Gamliel Betrefa, that is it true that you stated the name of Rab Yechon, that Loch Fals Rab Shimon Gamliel Benegei the Din of Trefas? And Amalei and Rab Abba, the son of Rab Chia Ba Abba, responded, Ha in Alocha Amri, that I actually stated that in regard to the Din of Trefas, that Loch doesn't follow Rab Shimon Gamliel, and this animal would still be a Trefa, and the mucus that covers the hole would not suffice. This person then continued and asked him, Rab Shimon Be'evil Mai, what would you say, Benegei Alocha of Avelis, and do we pass like Rab Shimon Be'echoy or not? And Amalei plucked in the new, Rab Abba responded, it's actually machlekes as to who to pass like, as the Itmar Rav Chista Om Halacha, and Rav Chista said that Halacha is like Rav Shimon Ba'yechai, V'chein Om Rav Yechon Halacha, Rav Nachman Om Ha'in Halacha, and Rav Nachman holds that Ein Halacha Rav Shimon Ba'yechai, and the Gemara ends off and tells us, V'ein Halacha Rav Shimon Ba'yechai, B'treifa, that number one, we do not pass like Rav Shimon Ba'yechai, B'negeya Treifa, and number two, V'halacha Rav Shimon Ba'yechai, however, Halacha does follow Rav Shimon Ba'yechai, B'negeya Avelos. The reason is the Amar Shmuel Halachik Devar Hamikol Be'Eval. Now when we have a Shaila B'Negei Avelos, then we always go Lekula. Ayn Rashi Amar Mandu Echad Min Al Talmidim V'Lo Yehi Zechurin Elu Shesidur Gemara Mihava. The ones who misadded the Gemara did not recall who this was. The Gemara now continues that although we stated that if there would be a puncture in the intestines, then the animal would be a trefa. However, that puncture certainly had to happen before the animal was dead and prior to Shechita. Therefore, Amar Rav Shimon bar Chiya, Makifim B'nei Ma'ayim, if after Shechita one finds a hole in the B'nei Ma'ayim, then one could make another hole in the intestines and then compare the two holes, and if they look the same, then we would say that it actually happened after Shechita, and therefore the animal is kosher. And if they do not look the same, then we would know that the first puncture happened prior to Shechita, and the animal was a trefa. The Gemara tells a story, Hanu B'nei Ma'ayim, the Aslo Kamei D'Rava, that there was a Shaila on intestines that were brought in front of Rava, and Akfinov Lo Yidamu, he made another hole. The second hole did not look like the first hole. Therefore, Rava was going to say this animal is a trefa, but Asura Mishasha Brei, Mashabu Yidamu. However, Mishasha, the son of Rava, he started rubbing the new hole. Then the new hole looked like the old hole. Therefore, they were able to determine that the hole happened after Shechita, and it was not a trefa. And Amalei Minolacha, and Rava said to his son Rav Mishasha, that how do you know this? And Amalei, Rav Mishasha responded, Kama Yodim, that certainly after the sheikh had shechted this animal and they found a hole, so the sheikh had started looking at the hole, and they also had other people that started looking at the hole, and finally it came to Rava for a final psak and realized that since it was touched by so many people, so that's why the first hole looked different. That's why I was mashbish in the second hole in order that it should be under the same circumstances, and then I saw that they were exactly the same and we were able to kasha this animal and not consider it a trefa. And Amalech HaKim B'Riyah B'Trefa is K'Rab Yechran. Rav said regarding his son Rav Mishasha that my son is a Chacham in Trefa is just like Rav Yechran is a Chacham in regard to all halachas. And some explain as Rav Yechran is a Chacham but a Gei Trefa is, and as we saw on Daf Chaf Chasim Beis, that Rav said this exact Lashon the Gei his other son Rav Yosef as well. As Rashi and Agamar states K'Rab Yechran B'Chol Mili and Lishnachrina Rav Yechran Chacham B'Trefa is Damin L'Kamah and Shadlei Shmuel Trace Gamli Sveke the Trefa. As we will learn, Daf Tzadik Hayam Beis, Shmuel had so many shaylos of trefas, and he sent them on 13 camels to Rabbi Yechon in order for Rabbi Yechon to paskin. The Gemara continues with this similar halacha: Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Elazar, the Amri Tavayu, Makifim Bereya. The Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Elazar both hold if we find a hole in the lung after Shechita, and we're not sure if it occurred prior to Shechita or after Shechita, that one can make another hole, then compare the two holes, and if they're similar, then it happened after Shechita, and if they're not similar, then it must have happened before Shechita. Ayin Rashi and Daf Mem Vav Beis that he explains the Lashon Makifin Mekarvin Zulzu Kamoya E Makifin Shtei Chavias to Masechtas Beya, as we find a Lashon of Litrin Shloim and Amukav, which means something which is close by. Ayin Rashi Masechtas Kedushin Hay Makifin Lashon Yune Kamoya E Makifin Beboyi Akfinu Vidamu Shemakv Zue Tzulzu Ma'ayin. Let us keep in mind that there are various parts to a lung, and as we already mentioned, there's the right lobe and the left lobe. Those are called the Umais, and then there are three unais, or three ears, or three protrusions that are on the right side of the lung, and two on the left side. Therefore, Agamar continues that Amarav Leyamar and Alba Isaruga, that the only time that we stated that you could compare two different holes is only if they're on the same lobe and on the same uma. However, Almarugla Rugaloi, however, one cannot compare a hole on one lobe to the hole on another lobe. However, the Hilchasa Filumarugla Ruga, the halacha is that one can compare a hole on the right lobe to a hole on the left lobe. However, one could only compare holes midaka ladako, migasa lagasa, from one lobe to another lobe, meaning from one uma to another uma, or from one una to another una. However, avaloi migasa ladako, avaloi midaka lagasa, one cannot compare holes from an uma to an una, or from the una to an uma. Ayin Rashi, aruga, doifin arei, minioi smoli. We learned Agamara based on Rashi's Lishna Achrina, that migasa lagasa, me uma la uma, or midaka ladako, me una la una. However, Rashi first explained midaka ladaka afilu behema acheres dugmasa, that the Gemara was giving a major kula that one could even compare a hole from one animal to another animal as long as they're very similar in size and as long as it's from a daka to a daka or behema gasa to behema gasa. However, Rashi says that he likes the second shot as v'zois nearly she'im mekilun kolkach, as certainly we cannot be mekil so much we can't compare the lung of one animal to the lung of another animal. However, ayin the ba'am tesis adibu maschul midaka ladaka migasa lagasa. That perish of Ben Chananel, Mistama, Mibahim Dakla, Behim medakal hakel the ibu unav uma havel lemei mektanu gdele kadam Rabbi Yehuda gabi keres. Tezis learns like the first lashon of Rashi ayin sham. Also ayin Rashi dibu maskel makifim bereya, and Rashi points out heichad lekalumit libitabcha. As certainly as we learned in daf mem tesam and aleph, if we would be able to determine that the sheikhet caused the hole, then certainly it would not be a treifa. And in a case where we're not able to determine if it happened from the sheikhet or not, so in this case we're able to remember dama one hole to another. Ayin sham. The Gemara now continues that we learned in the Mishnah that the second treifa is psukas hagageres, which refers to the kana. Abaye v'Rava d'amri tavayu makifim b'kana, and Abaye and Rava state that if we find that there's a hole in the kana, it's not in the area where they shechted the animal, and we can make another hole in the kana, and we can compare one hole to another. And Amra Papa le'amarino ba'isachulia al mechulia l'chulialai. And Rav Papa explains that the only time that we say this halacha is only if you can make a hole in the same part of the kana, and whether one would not be able to make a hole in another part of the kana, then compare it to that hole. And let's keep in mind that Rashi explained the lashon chulia on daf mem hayam and aleph that is referring to three rings, and it's a set of all three rings. And as Rashi brought a raya from tzitzis, Rashi in our sugi also states chulia shalosh tabois, that the bas achas ein oigel ke'isar. And Rashi continues v'koydin oida cheres ba'isa chulia atzmo makifin. However, the Gemara paskins v'hilchasa afilim chulia l'chulia, that one could even make a hole in another one of the chulias of the kana, and that would suffice in order to compare it to the original hole. Similarly, in ba'chulia l'ba'chulia, that if there's a hole in the bottom part of the kana where the cartilage is much thinner, then you compare it to a similar makam on the kana. As Rashi explains, ba'chulia who klishes hakana minat stodim mechtachtea shiratzuas habasa mechaberes reisha tabois. And as we've already explained, that afatno choylich v'dak ma'ivav memtzi oisel l'tzodim l'kana l'kana na play kala kana. However, avaloi mechulia l'ba'chulia v'loi mi'ba'chulia l'chulia, one cannot compare holes in a chulia to a ba'chulia, or a hole that forms in a ba'chulia to a hole in a chulia. However, ein rabbeinu geshem avaloi mechulia l'ba'chulia imnike b'tabas k'deila ein nekvim b'tabas k'tana ayin sham. Rashi explains that when our Gemara mentions three rings, so that's specifically talking about a case where the kana has a hole, and as we explained previously, that hole has to be the size of a coin called an isar. Certainly that would not be able to form in one chulia, and it must be that hole was in three chulias. However, certainly in the standard case of psukas agageres was slit at the size of roiv of the oivyav of the gageres or the kana, certainly is in one ring and not in three rings, ayin sham. The Gemara now continues and we'll discuss the chacholis, which refers to the rectum, and this is not the piatabas, actually refers to a tube that extends from the colon and ultimately leads to the piatabas. And amazi'i chacholis shenikva kshira hol v'irchayim imidaseisa, if the rectum was punctured, that it's still kosher and it's not a treifa, since the hips and the thighs of the animal round the rectum, and therefore none of the waste will escape into the cavity of the body of the animal. Gemara asks, v'kama, how much of a hole could there be, and it would not be a treifa? And Amar Beloy, Amar Beichon, mekoyma devik berubai, whoever shaloi b'mekoyma devik b'mashu, where the chachilis comes into contact with the yerei chayim, so therefore it's protected, and as long as it's not roiv, then it would still be kosher. However, in an area where it's not next to the yerei chayim, then the animal would be a treifa if it's nikah b'mashu. However, the Gemara continues, Amru Rabbanan kamed Rav mishmed Rav Nachman, that Rabbanan said over this member of Nachman in front of Rava, and Oman Rava said, lav mi aminilchu latislu be bukisriki, haven't I already told you, you should not hang empty pitches on Rav Nachman, you shouldn't say over empty memories from my Rabbi Rav Nachman. We continue on daf nun and beis, and Rava tells us, hachi Amar Rav Nachman, that the following is what my Rabbi Rav Nachman stated, that mekoyma devek hafilu nitel kulei kosher, and in an area where the erechayim covers the chalcholes, so even if it's missing the entire rectum in that area, then it would still be kosher, v'hushin shtayev by k'dei tvisa, and as long as it has a small part of the rectum left, the kama, and what is considered k'dei tvisa, and ama baya k'molei bata b'seira, even an ox, which is a very large animal, even if it only has the size of one width of a finger, then that would be enough, and it would not be a treifa. And ayin Rashi on the top of daf nun amud beis, buki sriki kadim reikim klaim advarim she'inam, and tvisa z'achizas yad, and bata z'etzpa, b'teira afilu b'shar gadol dai b'kach, and ayin the Torah explains, bata b'teira k'molei dal etzpais b'shar gadol, however, v'dakal fi shi'azeh, ha'gadol fi gadloi, v'akotl fi katnoi, ayin sham. Before we continue, let us point out that even though in our Gemara we saw the concept of makifim b'bnei ma'ayim and makifim b'reya and makifim b'kono, however, Ayin Rashbo points out that kasev v'rab balaita the nirud who adin the makifim believe kavei v'akukvon the inunami bnei ma'ayim ikru kramin l'kamon, and he brings raya from the afnun vavam beis avra benu zal imer the in derech hamorin l'haskeli v'kavei v'akukvon v'raya b'chal me'ayim avra b'mishnah ibe b'raisa maskir nakol b'loshem bnei ma'ayim ayin shom. Gemara continues and quotes from a mishnah that discussed the first stomach of a kosher animal, and the mishnah stated that keres haprim shenikva oy shenikra roi v'chitzeno Rabbi Yehuda imag doilu tefach v'aktana beruba. We see there's a keres haprimis, there's also a keres hachitzeno. Our Gemara now begins. Am Rabbi Yehuda Rav heyed nasin bashela reish tabchaya de tzipari lufnei Rabbi Mishum Rav nasin ezi keres haprimi sanya divei. Rabbi Yehuda teaches us the name Rav nasin bashela, who was the head sheichet in tzipari. He was made in front of Rabbi in the name Rav nasin. This refers to an area of the animal that is even hated by the wolves, and even though the wolves will eat the entire animal, but they won't eat this part of the animal, as the waste of the animal collects in this area and is a pouch that's the beginning of the large intestine next to the colon and is a reservoir for undigested food. This is called the cecum. As Rashi states, who also could kiss besosim b'roshoi v'loshin sanya divi l'fishu makam mois v'kochosh and v'afilu l'zeivim, even if it will only be punctured b'mashu, the animal will be considered a trefa. However, v'chol shar keres kori chitzoin v'shiur b'roiv. And then Rashi brings down a second explanation, l'shnach v'nash shemaiti min ha'pantza atzma, and it's part of the paunch itself. It's this area that the tabachim would slice open and remove all the waste of the animal. And Rashi states, v'rishu nira ikar, as our Gemara continues, v'chin am Rabbi Shua ben Kocho san yedivi, and some agurus Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who was an amira, instead of Rabbi Shua ben Kocho, who was a tana. And the Gemara brings another explanation, Rabbi Shmuel Imer, istem chedekresa, Rabbi Shmuel says that's referring to the stomach of the keres, ayin Rashi ve'in yodeo ma'u, and I don't know what this is. Some say that we should not be gurus these words in Rashi of ve'in yodeo ma'u. However, ayin the Meiri, that seems to be gurus is in Rashi. Similarly, ayin the Gilin HaShas from Rabbi Kvega in Masechtas Brachos at the end of the third perek on Daf Chaf Hei Mabez, Rashi uses a Lashon le'yadati heichan hi. Rabbi Kvega brings down every time in Shas that Rashi mentioned that he doesn't know something, and he includes this member of Rashi in our Gemara as well. Once again, although in our Gemara the Gias is Rabbi Shmuel, who was a Tana, however, some have the Gias of Rabbi Shimon Ba'aba, who was an Amira. The Gemara continues, Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yechon, and Rav Asi says in the name of Rabbi Yechon that the definition of the Keres HaPnimi is Mokim Tzar Yesh Ba'Keres Ve'ini Yedei Ezeu. Rabbi Yechon taught that the Keres HaPnimi refers to a narrow part of the Keres. However, Rav Asi explains, I'm not sure exactly what he meant, since we know that even if one only has a small puncture in the Keres HaPnimi, so the animal would be considered trefa. Since Rav Asi just stated that he's not sure what this refers to, so Amram Nachman Yitzhak, Nafal Kreis of Abira, every time that one has a small puncture in any part of the keres, then it would have to be choshish that maybe it's in the keres haprimi, and therefore the animal was a trefa, and therefore your definition did not help us at all. And as Rashi states, Mokim Tzar Yish Bekeres, Shu Kori Keres haprimi, the Chol Shar Keres Kori Chitzayna, and Nafal Kreis of Abira, Hoyle Ve'incha Yodea Hechenhu, Loi Purash Tla Nuklum. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Achaba Rav Avo, Amrav Asi, Minam Meitzu Lamata, Rav Achaba Avo said in the name of Asi, that Rav Asi actually explained exactly what Rabbi Yechon meant when looking at an animal that is hung up after Shechita from its hind legs. The keres haprimi is from the narrow part of the keres and downwards and towards the top of the animal. And as Rashi explains, min ha-meitzu l'mata, mimakam sha-keres ho-luchu meitzu l'tzad ha-veshed, and it's from the point where the keres starts getting narrower as it leads towards the esophagus. That area is called pnimi mipnei shenechba b'dofne achaza, ul'mata k'shabei matluya, as we explained. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yaakov ben Nachmani amishmul mekayim she'in b'milas, that the keres haprimi is defined as the area that does not have any wool. As Rashi points out, that there is a place in the keres that's cholok and is smooth, she'in shom oisei tzemer shegurim b'riskum in a keres. If someone wants to eat the keres, they would heat up the keres and then they would scrape off that hair, which is called papilla. Let us recall in the daf mem dal min aleph, the Gemara was discussing the makom shechita of the veshed. The Gemara is lamata ad kamo, and Amram Nachman Amram Bavua ad kadeshi yasir, any area that does not have any hair is still considered a veshed, and one could shecht in that area. However, any area that has hair will no longer be considered a veshed and would be considered a keres. And the Gemara is for Amram Avina Amram Ganiva Mishmedu Rav Tefach beveshed Samach lekeres zero keres haprimi, that the last tefach of the veshed is already considered the keres haprimi, and that area doesn't have hair. If so, the Gemara is, and how could it be that one would be able to shecht an animal in the keres, as the only time that shechita is valid is only in the veshet? The Gemara explained, the tefach of the keres that's closest to the veshet, as the definition of the keres hapnimi. The Gemara then stated, by a shor that has a lot of hair, there's even hair that leads into the bottom of the esophagus. When comparing our Gemara to that Gemara, it's a bit sarach beer, and I in Tveres Yaakov that discusses this point in great detail. Gemara now continues with the fifth memra as to the definition of the keres haprimi. Rabbi Avina Omar Gneva Mishmei Derav, Tefach Beveshet Samach Lokeres Zui Keres Haprimis. We already saw this memra on Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph, one of the truths of the Gemara on Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph that we already saw. The Gemara stated, Ima Tefach Bekeres Samach Lokeres Zero Keres Haprimi. The Gemara on Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph brought this memra from Ravina, and certainly Ravina and Rabavina are the same person. The Gemara brings the sixth explanation of the Keres HaPnimi, as Amri B'Marav Mishmed Rabbi Yisrael B'Chrina, that they said in Eretz Yisrael, in the name of Rabbi Yisrael B'Chrina, Kol HaKeres Kula Zui Keres HaPnimi, that the entire Keres is considered the Keres HaPnimi, Be'ezer Keres HaChitzayin, Basa HaChifes Reva Keres. Mishnah teaches us that as long as the Keres HaPnimi has a small puncture, and even if it's a mashu, then the animal will be a trefa. However, the Mishnah taught us, Oishin Nikra Reva Chitzayna, this doesn't refer to the actual Keres, instead it refers to the meat, covers most of the keres. Rashi explains, Pirashtiv, that I already explained this on Daf Mem Beis and Beis, Vizel Kreim of Ha'ival Kolachol, Vakurli Timpa, Vyeshna Menachoz of Ada Yerichayim, Vakaris Akari Pancha, Mu'uta Nechba Bitzaloy Sachoza, Vuubu Tachas Isekurim, most of it is underneath the Krum, Vim Nikra Shom Roiv, Mashiesh Minakrum, Kenegda Keres Trefa, Vim Mokum Shakaris Kolol, Mata Nikra Isekurim, Kshira, Vahand Amin Lakama, Ruba, Voloy Avitefach, Zui Shashininu, etc. This is the only shita that holds that the entire keres, the keres haprimi, and the keres hachitzena is what wraps around the keres. And Rashi ends off the chol amroi del karu primis vichitzena bekeres atzma. But the other amroim that we already brought down, they all hold that the keres haprimi and the keres hachitzena is all discussing the actual keres. And it seems clear from Rashi that all of these shitas were amroim, and therefore he would not be gerus Rabbi Shua ben Kocha, and he would not be gerus Rabbi Shmuel. They were tanayim. And the Gemara continues with another explanation of the keres haprimi, as Rabbi Baruch Huna Amar Mefrata. Gemara is my Mefrata, that what does this refer to? And Amar Rab Avya Hechi de Pari Tabochi. And Rab Avya explained that this is the area after they did shechita and they hung up the animals from the hind leg, then they would cut open the bottom of the animal in order to expose the stomach of the animal, the organ that they see when they open up the animal, that is called the keres haprimi. The Gemara tells us Benado Avdi Kurab Baruch Huna, then in that door they passing like Rabbi Baruch Huna, and they considered that area the keres haprimi. If any part of that area was nikur b'mashu, they considered the animal to be a trefa. And Amalei Rav Ashi Lameima Kol Hanishmeit Sumai. Rav Ashi asked Lameima, who was from that door, that what will you do with the rest of the shmeitzos? As we have many amroim that try to explain what the keres haprimi is, and why would you dafka follow the member of Rabbi Baruch Huna? And the Gemara tells us Amalei that Meim responded to Rav Ashi that kulu shaykh with Rabbi Baruch Huna, that all the other areas that the Amoraim mentioned are all included in the definition of Rabbi Baruch Huna of Hechid de Pari Tabochi. Now in Rashi, that this area includes the member of Nosin and the member of Yeshua ben Kocha, that refers to Sanya Divi, and it also includes the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, that the Keres HaPrimi refers to Estemcha de Kasei, and it also includes the member of Shmuel, that the Keres HaPrimi refers to the Mokum She'im by Milas. However, the Gemara continues in Eir, so Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Chamai, but what will he do with the makam of Rabbi Asi and name Rabbi Yechlon, since Rabbi Yechlon explained makam sar yesh bekeres, and Rabbi Asi explained ve'ini yodei izo, and therefore certainly this can't include that part, as we're not even certain where that part is. However, the Gemara responds, Amalei kvar persha Rabbi Acha ba'avo, Rabbi Acha ba'avo already explained the name of Asi, this part is actually identifiable as it's min ha'metzo lamata. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that the mafrata would still not include the makam of Ravina, who stated the name of Gneva Mishmei Derav, that tefach veshet samach lekeres zui keres haprimis, and it also would not include the member that they said in Eretz Yisrael mishmeid Rabbi Yisrael Plina, that kol keres kula zui keres haprimis. As the Gemara is ud Rabbi Avinu ud Rabbi Marav Mai, if the nadois were of the kurab Baruch Huna, how would they take into account that there's a possibility that the keres haprimis refers to the tefach veshet samach lekeres as Ravina taught us? Certainly, it would not include the entire keres, as they taught us in Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara responds, Amalei Hanivadi Pligi, and the Mimu responds to Rav Ashi, certainly they would be chilek on Hador. In Hador, they did not follow those shitas. Nain Rashi, Diba Maskal Kul Shaychim Midrabo, Sanya Dibi, Viz Tumcha, Umakam Shein Boy Milas, Kulam Boisit Sad Einden, Oilam Maila Oilamata. Therefore, in Hador, Vichitafisla, Lachol Oisit Sad, Beneka Bimashu Hanimtsaboy, Makiyam Sulu Kulu. And as we mentioned, Amim Nador Havo, Kramin Mishnaim Eichsin, and as we learned in Mesechus Bamatia, Anor Nador, Anor Vesfirili, Shuma Hadra Loilam. And at the end result, Rashi points out, Vikim Le Ifsakilchasa, and since we don't have a Psak Halacha, so Abdin Luchumar, Vitabinum Becholakaris, Beneka Bimashu, Kibne Marova. And it's in our Sugar that Rashi teaches us an important insight that when we shecht an animal, we don't check for any of the trefais, and the Chol Kamad Le Mishtachon, as Lina Basaruba, Kanafkalon and Parakama, Me'al Yotmimo, Me'Kroy Tuva. And as we learned in Daf Yud Aleph, the only time that we are actually Boydik is only in regard to the Sirchis of the lungs, and it's only Mishum the Shrichon that put Kinum Basrayu, and Ayin and Tap Tesis and Daf Nunan Beis, that in Marova they explain the name of Rabbi Yisrael Bechina, that the Keres Aprimis is called Keres Kuloi, and the Gemara is Ve'ezu Keres Achitzain, and the Gemara explained Basa Chayfas Reva Keres, and Tesis is bothered at the beginning of the Perek we learned that there are 18 Trefais, and we included the Shev Shmaitza, the 7 different Trefais that were mentioned from Amroyim, and one of those was the Basa Chayfas Reva Keres, and L'chiri that's the same as the Keres Achitzain that was already mentioned on Mishnah, and Ayin and Tesis on Daf Mem Gimel Mal Aleph that discusses this point. The Gemara continues and discusses the next part of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us, Oishin Nikra Reva Chitzaina, and an animal will be considered a trefa if most of the Keres Achitzaina is torn, and Rabbi Huda Ima Hagdela Tefach Vaktana Beruba. Our Gemara will explain, as we saw in Rashi in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Huda discusses Gedela and Ktana, he's not referring to a larger min or a smaller min, but he's referring to the same min. Rabbi Yehuda is being machmer the Tanakama, although the Tanakama stated that the share by a keres achitzena is always the same, and is always if roiv of the keres achitzena was ripped. However, Rabbi Yehuda is machmer, and he teaches us if the keres achitzena is very large and the tefach of the keres achitzena was ripped, then the animal would already be considered a trefa. And if the animal was smaller, and even if most of the keres achitzena was torn, the tear was not the size of a tefach, that animal would still be a trefa. Therefore, the shear is the smaller of the two, and either the shear is a tefach, or it's roiv of the keres achitzena. As Rashi in the Mishnah stated, gdelu ktano, lav gasa v'daku kamar, el al shor koton v'shor godol, im nikra tefach b'shor, and afal gav deloi haviruba, it would still be considered a trefa. And our Gemara will make this point, as Amar Binyamin by Yefes, Amar Beleza, loy gdelu gdelu mamish, v'loy ktana ktana mamish, el kol shenikru ba tefach, v'loy haviruba, zu shenino b'gdelu tefach, and if a tefach of the keres achitzena was ripped, and even if it's not roiv of the keres achitzena, the animal would still be considered a trefa. And similarly, ruba v'loy avi tefach, zu yishishinu b'ktana b'ruba, and if there's a smaller shor, and even if most of the keres achitzena would rip, it would still be less than a share of a tefach, so the animal would still be a trefa. And as Rashi states, klima kol hecha d'mishtacha oy tefach oy ruba trefa, as long as either a tefach or roiv of the keres achitzena is ripped, then the animal would be a trefa. Gemara now asks on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, ruba v'loy avi tefach pshita, if roiv of the keres achitzena was ripped, then certainly it's a trefa, as we know there's a klal of ruba kakulai, and what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara answers, loy tzricha d'havi tefach b'mashu, and the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is that even if roiv of the keres achitzena was almost a tefach, and a little bit more would equal a tefach, and maybe this animal would not be considered a trefa, as although generally we say ruba kakulai, but maybe over here we would need ruba d'minkra, and it would have to be at least a shear of a tefach, and ma'arotema ad mikro b'tefach loy avi trefa. Now the mice, since roiv of the keres achitzena was already ripped, therefore the animal is considered a trefa. And ayin and teisis it nirum maschal ruba b'loy avi tefach pshita, and teisis bothered by my sakdaitach l'me mahochi, that what would be the habmina, that if one has roiv and it's not a full tefach, that it would not be considered a trefa. And based on this question, teisis learns our gemara differently, ayin shum. Gemara continued that up until this point we were talking about a case where the keres achitzena was ripped, as long as either a tefach or roiv of the keres achitzena was ripped, it would be a trefa. And our gemara continues and discusses a case where there's a round hole in the keres achitzena, and amar geniva amar abasi nikdra kisela trefa shem timtach tamid ala tefach. If the keres achitzena has a hole that's the size of a sela, which was a silver coin, then the animal will be a trefa. Explains, because if you'd smash down the cellar, make it flat, the size of the rip would be a tefach, meaning if the cell has a circumference of 2 tefachim, and then you flatten it, then the flat portion would only be 1 tefach, and based on standard math, if the circumference of a circle is 2 tefachim, then its diameter would be 2/3 of a tefach, that would be the shear of the cellar, and the Gemara now explains, Amar b'chia ba'abo, l'didi mefarshali minei de geniva ma'bor de nadar, Amar b'chia ba'abo stated that I met geniva on the river crossing of Nadar, meaning either the bridge or the ferry that took people on the river of Nadar. He explained that even though he stated Nictor Kasela is a trefa, however Kasela Kashira, but if it's exactly a cellar, then it would still be Kasha, but Yasim Kasela trefa, and it's only if the hole is larger than a cellar, then the animal would be a trefa. The Gemara now explains Vakama Yasim Kasela, and how do we know and how do we measure what is considered more than a cellar? And Amr Yasef could go into island class Kashiasa, Bitsipa, Beduchka, or Beloit Tsipa Baravcha. This animal would be a trefa if one could take 3 pits of a date that still has some extra pulp or flesh on it, and when pushing it through the hole, it would be difficult to push it through this hole. In the alternative, if one would take 3 date pits that are completely clean, do not have any extra pulp or flesh on it, and it would go easily through this hole, that would be the size of this hole, then the animal would be a trefa, and if it would be smaller, then the animal would be kosher, and we will stop over here.